All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard with us. And Richard, what have you driven lately as far as new cars?
So we kind of teased this car a few weeks back, Dad, because we drove its sister, which is the 2022 Honda Civic. We drove the touring model, which is kind of there's the Civic and then there's the Civic Si. And so we drove the Civic of the touring, which is kind of the higher upscale version of that. This, again, 2 weeks ago, we drove the Civic Si, which is their sportier version, albeit, and it's got the same 1.5-liter turbocharged engine, Dad, but a few differences. First off, it's got a nice, really fun 6-speed manual transmission, which we'll talk about here in a second.
Okay.
It's got a little bit more horsepower just because of how they've tuned the vehicle. It's got more torque. So I think, let me see here. Yep, it's got 20 more horsepower and 15 more pound-feet of torque in it for 200 horsepower, 192 foot-pounds of torque in that regard. And then also how they've done the revving and that sort of stuff. It also takes from the Type R that they've got, a little bit of a short throw shifter, which is fun. And in terms of fuel economy, and then we'll kind of get into the driving, Dad, 27 city, 37 highway for a combined 31.
Okay.
And honestly, Dad, I was in the mid-30s on this vehicle. And then the all-important price tag, as this vehicle sits, Dad, under $29,000.
Wow.
And yes, folks, you heard that correct. Under $29,000, more broadly put, under $30,000, of course, a fantastic vehicle to drive. I'm going to just say that it was a blast. The Sport with the manual transmission was just super fun to drive. It's got a really cool rev matching feature that actually, Dad, I believe one of your Corvette has got, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're driving down the road, you put it into a second gear, we drove other Corvettes and that sort of things that have got on it. A lot of new performance cars have it. So if you're driving down the road, want to take a corner, you downshift from fourth to second, it will actually bring your RPMs up, so
right,
that way you don't have as aggressive of a shift. You don't have to. It kind of does some of the driving for you,
right,
Dad? It's taking some of the load off the engine. It's a cool feature because you kind of, you get that engine whine. It's just a fun little feature. So, and you can actually turn that off and on if you don't want that on there or not. But really fun, really enjoyable to drive. Again, great fuel economy. Is it the most comfortable car on the road? No. Is it going to fit the most people ever? No. Can it fit 4 full-size adults? Yes, especially for a short trip around town. And honestly, maybe this is your first car, maybe you're in your low to mid-20s, you're a guy, you like bright orange, this is an absolute blast of a car to drive, Dad. I can't rave about it enough. It's got the Honda tech on the inside, which we've come to know and sort of love in a way because it's simple yet sweet,
right,
which works really, really well. And just overall, it's a fun car. Again, that the bright orange color is a premium option on it. But outside of that, you really don't have many options to choose from. And people more and more these days kind of like that, to where they don't have to worry about, which option am I missing out on this car?
Yeah, good
point.
And
again, this is a no-frills vehicle. It doesn't have dual-zone climate control, doesn't have heated and ventilated seats, doesn't have a heated steering wheel, but it is front-wheel drive. So, Dad, here in Colorado, you can still use this car and drive around with it and be okay in probably 95% of the snowstorms that we have around here.
Great point.
As long as you kind of understand how to drive, have good tires on it. But the rest of the time in the summer, this is an absolute blast of a car to drive. And some of you are thinking, Richard, you're saying 200 horsepower. Just the way that it's a light vehicle and just the way that it drives, folks, it's actually really fun to get out and drive. And, Dad, I know I'll let you chime in real quick. They don't put manuals in cars much anymore.
No, very few. You know, in fact, last time I checked, it's like under 5%. Is what now comes with a manual transmission, so it's not that many. And I'm one that I still prefer a manual if it's available. In this particular case, it is, and it would be my choice.
And especially in a car like this, where it's, again, folks, it's not going to blow the doors off of anyone you're racing or whatever it is. But if you're, and you're obviously you shouldn't be racing on streets anyway. But if you're just looking for a fun car, to toy around in and do some fun stuff, this is definitely the car for you. And again, especially with fuel prices being the way that they are, to be in the mid-30s in fuel economy, Dad, and obviously you could even, I'll be honest, I drive these cars pretty hard, as pretty impressive for this vehicle. So with that being said, folks can head to their local Honda dealer. I'm not sure how many of these are on your lot, but of course you can order them and you'll kind of price it out, and maybe they might have one in the showroom if it's available. We encourage you, get yourself, get your friends, get your family, check it out. And when you do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
All right, and along those lines, too, guys, I said this even this past Saturday, and I had Josh from Legacy Automotive up in Boulder, who's one of our great friends on Drive Radio. But the reality is you're not going to see much of a reprieve on the used car side of the fence. New cars are still going to be in short supply. Used cars are going to be up there price-wise. They're not going to be in abundance of either. These guys are out trying to buy whatever they possibly can. So, Richard, to your point, if there's any of these things out there and about, some of the cars that we talk about on a regular basis, if you can find one and it fits your budget and it's something that interests you, then I would say buy it, because the reality is you're going to pay almost as much money for a used one.
Well, and what I would say is if you've been sitting on a car for a while, maybe it's not your favorite car, but you've been driving it and like, I'm just not sure. Well, go into a dealer, see what a dealer will do as far as ordering, see what lead times are.
Yeah.
And honestly, Dad, there's not really much reprieve on the used car market, which use that to your advantage, right?
Yep, that's right.
I think dealers are giving a premium right now. I know you and I are obviously familiar with the case of that, where dealers are giving probably more than they ever will for used cars.
That's right.
So maybe use that to your advantage, and you don't have to get rid of your car now. You can wait till the new car comes in, do a trade at that point in time,
yep,
save on taxes and that sort of thing, and then get out of your old car and get into a new one.
That's right. Richard, as always, I appreciate it. Thanks for the update. We'll talk to you again on Friday. And folks, if you're wondering about any of the vehicles that we review, which we do a lot of these on a regular basis, and producer Ann does a great job of taking what Richard and I talk about, getting them up where you can go back in and listen to them at any point in time, just go to any of our websites. RushToReason.com works as well. Car reviews are there. And this includes vehicles that you might find are a year or two old now that you're interested in buying. You want to know what are they like. Of course, you can always email me as well when it comes to vehicle purchases and decisions, and I'll answer those directly as well. And just go again right to the website, RushToReason.com. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at RushToReason.com or drive-radio.com.